Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us, sharing us with your friends and family. We've just, our listeners and viewers are extending significantly. We're well over a million here in the United States. Overseas, well over 200, actually it's over 300,000 now. So we're really grateful for you. Just keep sharing us. We appreciate it. Now, folks, yeah, we have a lot going on, whether you're calling it a conflict or a war. But you know what? One of the things we want to focus in on today, and we will talk about that war when it affects economically later, but the focus of today is we have a more and more connected world. Okay, a lot of people become lonely. They start, you know, sharing their experience to people online. They start connecting online. Some people even fall in love online. But at the same time, there's a lot of people online looking to scam people through dating scams, romance scams, and other scams. And it's really important you protect yourself. Now, had a few people ask them if they would be brave enough to share their story. And we have Lynette. She's in Southern California. Annette, I'm not going to tell her age or anything like that, but here's what happened. See, she started talking with this person online. They were on a dating app, and then they moved offline and started talking on a WhatsApp app. I don't know what that is. Okay. And they kept talking, and he started explaining to her as they got in a couple weeks into it, because he was really good at asking questions and making her feel like she was the center of the universe. And he said, you know what, I really love somebody like you. And he started talking about how he runs his business and how he's been able to get a 50, 60% increase in a short period of time. And the conversation went on for a couple more weeks. And you know what, he talked to her more and more about it, said, hey, I'll make sure you could do it if you'd like. And the next thing you know, she's investing $100,000, took it right out of her 401k, invested with him. And you know what? Things are going really well. It looked like on paper, she increased the value of her asset by two. So it's like $200,000. And he says, you know what? You might want to, if you have more, you can invest more, make more. So she does it again and again. And then she needs to take money out. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't tell you. You have to have so much in there in order to start withdrawing money. So she adds more money into it. And at the end of the day, she ended up losing about $400,000. And she explained to us that she didn't tell anybody until the IRS sent her a letter saying, hey, you took this money out of your IRA. You owe about $180,000 plus interest in taxes. It wasn't until then. So she filed the complaint with the Federal Communications Commission, the local police department, and obviously those taxes were waived. And I had another person where a similar story, and this is the reason. You know what? You really want to watch out for the ones you love and care about. And this is the reason why we have Reinhardt here to discuss dating scams, how they work, how to protect yourself, how to identify, use verification technology to confirm that the match is real. And, you know, Reinhardt's company, Jumio, if I got that right, Reinhardt, you know what? They've done a great job at creating this opportunity for you to validate the individual you're working with through verification that will enable you to make sure you have the right person. So with that, I want to welcome Reinhardt to the show. I hope that wasn't too long of an introduction there, Reinhardt.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Looking forward to the next 15 minutes to a really interesting conversation.
Oh, same here. So look, one of the big things that's important to us is we like to understand, hey, what got you into the business you're into right now? I mean, it's interesting to want to be into security, computers, the whole shot.
Yeah, I think it's because of my parents or my dad. So I'm, you know, in technology as far as or as long as I can remember. My dad was an engineer. I think it's a classic story, right? Mm-hmm. And he was building things, and I think that's in my DNA as well. And so, you know, I was, you know, dealing with computers when I was a kid, and realized pretty quick, yeah, I want to head and move into computer science. So I also realized pretty quick when I, you know, started that journey, for me, it's not just about the how. I also wanted to define the why, right? And so that curiosity about technical capabilities and meeting the business. And that's actually the perfect intersection for product management. And this is actually where I'm working in since 20 years, because I love, you know, to speak two languages, the code and technology, and also the language our customers and end users are speaking. And when I joined Jumio, I'd say I became really fascinated by that idea of protecting people's identity, right? And it sounds a little bit of a kind of idealistic, you know, idea of making the internet a safer place, or, you know, protecting people. But this is really what motivates me, what motivates our kind of people to fight against online fraud and to make the internet a safer place. And this is where the energy comes from. Plus, obviously, the AI and the rapid advancing technology is absolutely amazing to work in as well.
And I bet you AI is a little bit on the scary side, especially with what's going on with scams and things like that. Because I actually had a conversation with somebody who reached out to me and says, you know what? We can have somebody actually type your whole show and have an AI person simulate you, and you don't even have to do your own show. I'm like, what?
Absolutely. I could do that right now.
Oh,
I could
wow.
take a photo of your face, and with a couple of minutes of prep work, I'd be able to do a live deep fake, right? So this is how far technology is already today. On the one hand, it's fun, right? Because we all have created fake videos using Gemini or ChatGPT, sending it to our friends and family. That's fun, but it's scary as well, because criminals and fraudsters are actually utilizing the same technology for, you know, committing a crime.
Yeah, that's wild. That's scary. So let's just start talking about the data scam or dating scam. How does it actually work, so people can understand the anatomy of what a scammer will do? And before we do this, what a lot of people don't understand is this is somebody who does this all day long. Okay, they do it all day long. So they are honing their skills, getting better and better every single day. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's buildings of people who do this all day long because it's so profitable. And all they might have 500 phone calls, but all they need is one. So let's start talking about how that works, and so people can understand that.
Yeah, more than happy to. And I think meanwhile, it's not just about the question, is it an individual? It's more like an individual and the computer, right? But let's look into how fraudsters do or create those dating app scams. And to understand that, how it works today, let's look back a little bit, like a couple of years. And 5, 10 years ago, we've been talking about those folks you just mentioned, right? So those lone wolves trying to catfish someone, trying to steal a few hundred dollars or euros. But that changed in 26, as you said. This is a business. This is professionalized, and I would say this is industrialized. And the dominant model, meanwhile, is it's called pig butchering, right? So that's not just a scam. Those are big operations with massive fraud risks. So a business model is kind of centered around them, and they're not asking you as a dating app user for money and they won. No, they are spending weeks or even months. They call it fattening up, right? The victim, building an emotional kind of connection, a trust, you know? And once that trust is established, they can start, that's called butchering, right? Where they try to kind of start stealing money or take advantage of you. And we've heard it quite often. The conversation moves into financial investments, cryptocurrency, right? This is a pretty big thing. Or, you know, they mention a relative, right? Having an issue, okay, and they need help, right? So that's the way how it works. And the shift is towards this, I would say it's omnichannel grooming, where they try, and we've heard it, that the victim is pushed away from the dating app towards using a different communication channel like WhatsApp or Telegram. Why are fraudsters doing that? Because by doing that, the safety filters, predominantly using AI of the dating apps, are not in action anymore. So you lose, as a user, the protection of the dating app if you go off platform.
So basically what you're saying is the goal is to start a communication with somebody and, like you said, butter them up a little bit, and then get them to a place where nobody could say they're a bad person.
Exactly.
Okay.
And this is because they've established trust, right, over weeks and months. So it's like, of course, I'm happy to go on WhatsApp or Telegram or Facebook because, you know, we know each other, although we've never seen each other in person.
Mm-hmm. That's the wild part, because I can understand why they do it. I don't think that way, but I mean, it's just weird. The whole focus is to get them to a point where they're comfortable with you and feel comfortable, because they got to be sharing some serious personal information and family information and emotional information for them to say, okay, let's go over here and have this conversation.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you called it, the first step. It's basically sounds, I heard this affectionately called the plump and dump scam, because that's how it was originally framed. And it's basically you pump them up, you butter them up, and then you move them on to your next thing, and then you're asking for money. And then when it gets to a point where there's questions, you dump them. Is that pretty much the size of it?
Absolutely.
Or there's no more money?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Okay, folks, now you've just heard the kind of the anatomy of it. You're going to want to stick with us. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about fake profiles, how people are using AI, and all that kind of stuff. So stick with us. We're going to be here with Reinhardt and more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Folks, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Again, I want to thank you for joining us here. You know what? All the replays are available on savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss a show. Check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio, New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Network, AMFM 247. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal financial freedom. You can also follow us on Facebook and join the Steve Sexton, Saving with Steve Sexton Insiders Club, where you get gifts, you get all the replays. And you know what? Let's get right back to it. We have got a serious topic on dating scams, how they work, what you can do with Reinhardt here. And now, Reinhardt, one of the big things that people are concerned about is how do scammers go about creating a fake profile using AI? Because I knew they used to, you know, take somebody's picture from some, like, for example, we were joking because I had somebody show me, this person, and it was on a dating app, and they said, this person's not real, here's why. And they Googled the picture, and that picture came out to a model that was somewhere in Germany or something like that. And it was just like, oh, okay. So how do people start that fake, you know, that using that, creating that fake profile using AI? Because nowadays, a lot of the top dating apps have filters for that, for not for that, for fake things.
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. For years, it was a very common safety measure to do reverse image search, as we call it, right? You take a photo, you upload it to Google, and it tells you, hey, is this a real person? Is it a public figure, right? But that doesn't work anymore because now with generative AI, fraudsters and criminals can create thousands of photos which look unique, indistinguishable from reality and original with a mouse click. And that is the issue. And they cannot just create profile, or they are not just creating profile pictures, right? They are creating entire lives, because with AI, you can easily prompt, hey, Reinhardt, create a photo where he's driving in his convertible, or where he's, sitting on the beach reading a book. So by doing that, fraudsters and criminals are creating a real life around a fully synthetic person. And on top, the real game changer is, from our perspective, agentic AI.
What's
And this
agentic AI?
scammers and fraudsters are using agents, AI agents. So this is the, I would say, the advanced version of a bot, right? And this agent can actually do things themselves, but it's an AI. And they can manage thousands of conversations at once. So thousands of conversations on a dating app. And this is based on large language models, which means they are almost perfect from a language skills perspective. And they can be extremely emotional as well. So they pick up the conversation and they learn, and then they try to mimic the victim's texting style. So if I use slang in my interaction, the AI agent, the large language model, picks it up and responds in the same way.
Wow. So basically, what you just told me, if somebody could have their computer, they can buy 100,000 phone numbers and start using AI on all these dating apps. So when they start having conversations with people, you're talking to essentially an AI person and they're doing the same thing, but it could be 100,000 people if they have 100,000 people on the hook.
Exactly. And most probably, this is managed by a very small group of people.
Wow. So you need a good IT person is what you're telling me.
True. So this is where everything's going because of AI. Though, on the other hand, and we're going to talk about that later, we can use AI to protect, users and consumers as well. So this is the arms race we're in.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about that a lot. Okay. So the next part is how does somebody identify, and I know you have tech for this, but how can, if they don't have the tech, how can somebody identify a fake profile?
Couple of things. Let's start with the most obvious one. I'd say it's to be perfect to be true, and I hope everyone understands what I mean. So when you look into someone's gallery on a dating app, or the photos, and if it's really all about so-called jet-set life, photos from various different vacations, driving sports cars, this is typically a signal that something is wrong, because that's not how real humans, live their lives, or just a very small percentage, right? So that is one thing, the most obvious. Secondly, I was always already talking about this language perfection. So AI often writes things very well. And we all know that when we ask ChatGPT to rephrase an email, it's perfect, right? Isn't it? But this is not the way how humans are interact with each other. So that can be an indicator, right, that something is odd. And also the way how someone's interacting with you, right? If I claim to be a doctor but use obvious slang, that might not match as well.
So their stage of life might not be a fit.
And the third one and last one is, if you're video calling with someone, I would suggest an interactive liveness test. And what that means is, I was talking about the live deepfake before, that I could take a photo of yours and do an immediate live deepfake, but this software is still not perfect. So what I would do is ask the one on the other side for something the person, the individual, did not expect, something unpredictable. So move your hand across your face. And that typically confuses AI and deepfake models. And you would probably see the real person behind the deepfake. So
Oh,
That's a very common practice, and a very simple practice to understand, or to at least get a signal if this is a deep fake or not.
So basically what you're saying, it's like, you know, if I were to do like a fuzzy thing behind me, and you could see if I go back too far, my face goes out of it. So all you're saying is if somebody puts their hand over their face, you could see it mess up the AI and actually show the real person's face. Yeah. And, you know, and if they don't want to do that or won't do that, you know, you've got somebody who's looking to scam you. Exactly. And then the other parts that you're talking about is it's just too perfect. Because I had Angela McGinty, who she was the founder of Just Lunch. She's considered the godmother of dating and like the top dating expert in the world. And she was talking about, you know, what people are going to want to see you doing active things with friends and stuff like that. And those all can be faked. But if they're too perfect, that's where it's at. Because you think about it and you say, you know what, I know, you know, your life, I know my life, what would typically happen in that life. But if you have somebody who's like got the sports cars, got this and got that, and they're hanging out with you and you don't have those things, which is not typical, but they're interested in you, you probably feel pretty good about that. But it there's something wrong there. Does that make sense? It's not saying somebody's not good enough. It's just the way it is.
Right. Absolutely. You nailed it. You nailed it. And those are signals everyone can pay attention to, right, to get an idea. Am I probably a victim, right, off of a deepfake of a fake profile?
Wow. I'm just like, wow. Because the big thing about moving in, I never even thought about that. Could you imagine somebody's about to invest in somebody's fake business, $100,000, and then, hey, could you put your, you know, I you got a great chin. Could you just put your hand in front of your eyes? And then it's like, oh, what's that? Yeah.
And it's similar. You might have noticed, and our listeners might have noticed that as well. If you use a virtual background like I do at the moment, sometimes there are artifacts. So you can slightly see that there is that this is artificial, right? And sometimes you can even see the background for a few hundred milliseconds. So this is because AI is not perfect yet.
Mm-hmm. It's close, but it's not perfect yet. So, okay. Now, I do want to share one thing. One of the other people who wrote in about what occurred with them, she had a picture on her thing, and she's a gorgeous woman. She started talking with somebody online, and actually it was one of those things where it went 3 or 4 weeks before the, what it was called, you call buttering up, but it's like love bombing. So the person started saying, you know, you're wonderful. You, the emotional side of that, not how beautiful it was. She was just being a wonderful person. And then the person did start having a small health issue and needed, it was just first few hundred dollars. Oh, sure, I can help you with that, you know, and he actually gave it back to her. Okay. And then it became more money. And she's thinking she's getting it back and she's loving this guy and he's loving her. And it keeps going on and on to the tune of $25,000. And then she says, hey, I need to get my money back because I've got to go do this, and never heard from him again. Wasn't able to find him. Everything was gone, that type of thing. So folks, you really want to pay attention to this stuff. And you know what? You really want to find out how you can protect yourself. So the next part we're going to be talking about, we started talking a little bit about what to look for. So if you're on and it's an AI scam, you know, hey, you know what? The things to look for, is it too perfect from a communication standpoint? Is it too perfect from a language standpoint? And, you know, ask them to do something they wouldn't typically do out of the blue. Like, hey, you got great eyes. You know, could you, or you got a great chin. Could you just put your hand in front of your eyes or whatever you want to do? And I'm just saying that out front. So I think that's really cool. But what are the other things that people can do to protect themselves, Reinhard?
That's a really good question. I think we've touched upon a couple of things already, but there's more, right? So pretty straightforward, simple things like choose the right dating platform or the right dating application. So meanwhile, the bigger reliable platforms, they have a pretty sophisticated, I call it, or they call it trust and safety program or trust and safety features. So they call that out. They actually list exactly on their webpage what are they doing to protect users and consumers against scams, right? So if you can't find that with your current dating application or provider, leave the platform, move to a different one, right? So also, and we're going to talk about that later,
I add one thing here? Angela McGinty, she had said, she goes, if you're serious about dating, pay the fee because you're going to get everything you need. You're going to get protected and stuff like that. if you're looking for a cheap date because you don't want to spend anything, you get what you pay for, so to speak. But more importantly, you also might be getting something you don't want, which is a scammer. And that was a great thing that she said. I just thought I'd share it with everybody. So go ahead.
No, Steve, you're absolutely right. Because there is cost associated to those safety measures. So that's something, you know, which is not for free. And this is why, you know, serious dating platforms charge you, right, a certain amount of money, because they need to run the platform. They need to ensure that everything is safe and secure. So, and also look out for robust verification and fraud prevention tools. So if you get asked to, you know, hold your face into the camera while you're signing up for a dating account, that's not someone trying to steal your biometrics. No, this is because of safety reasons. This is exactly the reason why, or that's one of the controls to keep fraudsters and deepfakes out, a robust liveness detection. So look out for that. And there are other base principles. Even the FBI in the US, you know, they are sharing best practices when it comes to dating, right? So one of those things, and I was personally surprised, but it's simple and true. If someone is promising to meet you in person, but then is always coming up with excuses why this is not possible, that could be already a signal, right? That something is off. So those small, simple things.
Yeah, you know, I even when it comes down to people trying to buy concert tickets, I talked to one gentleman who was looking to buy concert tickets, and the person was supposed to be living in his town. He goes, "Hey, I'll just pop over to the house." The guy goes, No. I mean, no. You're just around the corner, man. It's no big deal. And the person would never do it. And he figured, okay, this isn't for real, because if it's somebody who actually has the tickets, I can pop over to the house and pay him the money in cash and no big deal. But obviously that's not the case. So that's good to know. So people get scammed. It happens a lot. Like you said, this is being industrialized. It's professional. It's a business model, and their revenues are going up. So what can people do? Who do they tell if they're getting scammed? How do you report this? Because I know there's a lot of embarrassment and frustration and guilt going on with it, but yeah. Who do you, I'm just going to say, anybody's ever been affected by this, please don't worry about the frustration, the guilt, or anything like that. Tell people. And the reason why I say tell people, because the more people know, the better. If it's happening to you, it's happening to others. Trust me, just like a little kid's playground. The more you can tell people, the easier it is for police to identify people, the FBI, and be able to shut these things down. There's probably thousands of people laying in silent and feeling guilty and embarrassed by this. When those thousand people actually made a communication, wherever you are in the world, you can have a police force looking into so many more of these scammers would be gone. So who would you you're in your country, who would you report this to?
So I would say there are multiple different things a victim should do, right? But before I go into those details, I also want to emphasize what you just said of that reporting is the most underrated part in the equation. Yes, it isn't quite often embarrassing, but it is so important for those platforms and providers like us, because there are a lot of signals, you know, you leave a lot of evidence, you leave, within the dating apps, even as a scammer and as a fraudster. And if we tell the platforms, hey, this was fake, they can then collect that evidence and block those attempts. And typically they don't block just one, they find, larger, attacks. So reporting is extremely important to fight against fraud. So now to your question of what to do. First, report it within the application, within your dating platform. There is typically a button or even kind of a emergency, a possibility to call someone and do this. And secondly, talk to the police, right? So, and collect evidence. So please do not just delete your application or delete the app. Take screenshots of all the conversations, of everything which happened, either in the dating app or in WhatsApp or in other applications, because that is important for the police, right? And third, in case you've shared, and that's happening too, bank information, talk to your bank. They might be able to block suspicious activities as well. So you might not even think about that, but you know, this is one of the you know, reasons how, or one of the actions you can do, and the banks are happy to help, right? So those are the three things I would say you can do to report a scam.
Okay, so again, I can't emphasize this enough. Report it, okay? Just report it. Because like Reinhardt said, the more information the authorities have, they can block it, they can track the criminal, they can do all that kind of stuff. And if they could do that and get to a point where they start shutting these things down, it makes it better for everybody else. We'd love to, you know, I get it, it's gotten professional, all that stuff, but you know, they can't hide forever. And the reality is that maybe you might not get any of your money back, but you can get to a point somewhere down the line where it doesn't affect somebody else. So now let's start talking about what your company does and the way of, you know, identity verification, how you can help people protect themselves from fraud and fraudsters to make sure they're real and all that stuff.
Yeah. And we've talked a lot, you know, about AI the last 30, 40 minutes and how technology evolved. And, you know, fraudsters and criminals, they are evolving as well because they are using the same AI and technologies as we do. So the technology or the kind of things we offer are way beyond just looking into a government ID, for instance, or just looking into your selfie or your biometrics. So we think about this as a multi-layer approach to protect consumers, to protect end users. And we call that identity intelligence, right? Because we strongly believe it involves continuous monitoring, understanding context and connecting data. And I'll explain that in a bit. So, but if we have to boil it down, it's no longer just about asking, who are you at one single point in time, like when you register for a dating application. No, the question is more like, can I trust you across multiple devices? You probably use your iPhone and your Mac, right? You probably use different IP addresses because you're traveling. So it's really about the entire user's life cycle. And we are helping businesses and dating apps to be more predictive. So to see what's coming before it actually happens. And this is the big shift in the entire identity industry we are now seeing, from this point in time, I check just once when I register, towards this ongoing, continuous monitoring, taking the various signals into consideration so that we can stay ahead of the crisis.
So, hey, before we do that, I'm going to have to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. You don't want to miss this, folks. Stick with us. We'll be right back with more Reinhardt.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy. But every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at a special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio. Or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show. I just want to get right back to it. We're talking with Reinhard. We're talking about how they operate at his company and what they do and how things are done. So Reinhard, sorry I interrupted you there, but could you go ahead and continue there? This is something special.
Absolutely. I'm more than happy to. I'd say let's look into how the solution's working and how dating apps are actually utilizing that. Because I think coming up with an example, coming up with real world examples is helping everyone to better understand. The cornerstone for a lot of our customers' kind of identity verification solution is still a high performance ID verification solution. So what typically happens is, while you're registering for a service like a dating app, we're asking you to share your physical government ID, right? Your California driver license, for instance. Or we can also do, meanwhile, mobile driver licenses, which are stored in the Apple or Google Wallet. It doesn't really matter. It's kind of a proof of your identity. And on top, we're asking you for a selfie, because that is, meanwhile, as critical as the government ID. We need to ensure that a real person is sitting in front of the camera of the computer or the mobile phone. And it's not just this matching of your face with the photo printed on your document. It's the lifeness, which means, are we 100% certain that this is a real human, or am I injecting a video? Am I using a printout? Am I using my camera to take a video from a monitor? So there are plenty of ways how fraudsters try to kind of bypass solutions and create fake profiles. But we have technology in place to actually avoid that. And this is the foundation. And now you can do other things as well. So continuous monitoring, like how many devices have been used? What is the behavior of the user? Think about it. I'll give you a concrete example, Steve. If you take your iPhone and you would take a photo of your ID or take a photo of your face, that's not something which happens in a second, because you need to pull your phone, it takes some time. Mm-hmm. If it's done by a machine, it probably just takes a second. But if a human is doing it, it takes like 20 seconds or 30 seconds, So those small signals, they all come together and provide the right context so that we can come to a conclusion for our customers saying, yeah, this seems to be a real person, the risk is acceptable, or no, there is something odd, right? Please look into it, or don't even allow the onboarding. Mm-hmm. And you can then also add additional friction if necessary over time. So let's think about a dating application. What customers are typically doing is, when you upload a new photo to your gallery, we could actually compare that against all the previous photos we've seen of that individual, right? Or once you start a chat with someone you matched on the dating platform, let's do another liveness check just to ensure that there was no account takeover, or that the person who created the account didn't sell it on the dark web. So
So in other words, people take it, set up an account, they fake one and they sell it. You get money for it to turn it to somebody else so they can scam them.
Exactly.
Okay. That's a new one. Sorry.
And this is because of AI agents, where it becomes quite simple and easy to create accounts larger scale, and specifically with applications without that strong protection, without that strong defense layer. Because, and we see that in all industries, not just the dating industry, it's really all about the cost of committing fraud. So if it becomes extremely expensive for criminals to trick the system, then they move on. They always try to find the platform with the least, with the weakest controls, because that's the cheapest attack vector.
Okay, so that's obviously the reason why you want to stay on the top 10 who have the trust model and everything that you've set up.
Exactly, exactly. And so all those things are kind of playing together. And at the end of the day, dating platforms and other platforms are able to protect their consumers against, you know, fake profiles if they are using all those controls.
Okay, so now you provide this service for corporations, individuals. How do you?
We in the B2B business, so we sell our services to businesses, and they then integrate our solution into their mobile application, into their web application, wherever applicable. And it's typically white labeled, so you wouldn't even realize that Jumio is doing that onboarding, because the user experience, the user interface of your application looks similar, right? So that's why Jumio, when you ask an end user, right, might not be, you might not be familiar with. In the industry, we are obviously well known because we are one of the market leaders.
So yeah, so basically what you're saying is you're providing the picks and shovels, and nobody really knows the brand of the shovel, but it's there and it protects them and stuff like that. So that's really, really great. Whether somebody's, you know, you provide this for the dating industry, what other industries do you provide it for?
So dating industry is pretty important for us. We have a pretty big footprint in there. We actually serve all industries and verticals. So whenever trust is necessary and required, Jumio is the right partner. So think about banking. Opening a bank account, you have to legitimate yourself. Or think about crypto trading, all the financial applications, travel, gaming, right? Especially betting is a big thing.
You mean betting? Gambling?
Yeah, gambling. So placing a bet. Withdrawing money, this is a highly regulated industry where you have to typically verify yourself. This is where we are pretty strong. Or airline business. Think about boarding a plane. I'm pretty sure you've, meanwhile, used your face a couple of times to board an airplane.
Mm-hmm. Trying to go through TSA like that.
Exactly. So this is technology where, and those are use cases where Jumio is used as well. So it's really across the globe, and I'm pretty sure you've used Jumio without knowing it dozens of times already.
That's great. So how can somebody identify, obviously with the dating industry, they have a trust piece. How can, like, if they're in bank, going to banking, how can they find out if the bank's using it? How can they find out if other trust industries that they would be interacting with would have some sort of model, a system like yours, to protect them, to verify them, to make sure nothing could happen to them?
Yeah. So typically, businesses and companies, they actually have to call out who is used for online ID verification, which companies. So that's the first thing. So look into that, read the T's and C's. I know that sometimes it's cumbersome, right, to go through the T's and C's, but that's helpful. And then you can look up the company names, right? So, and go to the, for instance, the Jumio page, and you will find certifications as well. So we are not just claiming that we're the market leaders and protecting businesses against deepfakes. We have independent assessments and certifications from independent bodies, you know, testing us regularly to ensure we have the right defense layers in place. And I think it's also important to emphasize that we take privacy and consent in the right way, which means we deal with the data in a reliable, in a meaningful way, according to all the laws and regulations in the United States, in Europe, and in other regions.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. Reinhard, I want to thank you for being here. There's so many little ahas here that just will make a difference for everybody who's listening. And I think it's great that for what you're doing. what is it? One last question, and it just came in. If you're you know what? Maybe you didn't start on the top 10 apps for dating, and you're on one of those other ones that might not have the trust app, but you started this relationship with somebody. How can they, if they don't have that, go and find to see if they're real?
So you're asking, what can I do to,
if somebody's not on a platform that already uses your type of protection, and they're on somebody else's, how can they find out if the person they've started talking with is real?
We've highlighted a couple of things. There is another common practice, and I've just read an article a couple of weeks ago about it. I think it was called pattern disruption. And what that means is AI agents or AI in general typically follows a script. And you as an end user, you can try to disrupt that, to break it. And I think the example was like, if you are chatting with someone, you know, instead of asking, hey, how's your day? You could ask them, hey, it's currently raining here in Europe, in Vienna. Is it sunny where you are? Can you send me a 5-second video? And if this is AI driven, then the AI can't step out taking a video, you know, and you might hear, hey, I cannot do that. I'm busy. And if you hear that multiple times, then this is a signal. So that's something you can.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's very, very good. That's very good. Hey, I want to thank you so much for being here today. This has been wonderful. We will probably explode our viewers just on this, and they'll probably see it 100 times just to get those little, hey, you might want to look at this, you might want to look at this type situation, or just do a cross the eye piece to see if there's another face there, which would be interesting and scary at the same time. So again, thank you, Reinhardt, for being here today. I appreciate it. With that, folks, I want to thank you for joining us today. Appreciate you sharing us with your friends and family. We'll look forward to seeing you next time right here on Saving with Steve. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.